Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. We have been talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 of the New King James Version says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness." I believe that the Lord wants His chosen to bear fruit. Today we are talking about the fruit of faithfulness. When I think about faithfulness, I have come to think about the quality of being faithful, like it's unto a marriage. Many don't really understand what marriage or faithfulness in marriage means. Some marry too young and agree to vows they don't understand or haven't given any thought to. In marriage, faithfulness means fidelity. Faithfulness is a commitment. Faithfulness brings about trustworthiness, the ability to be relied on as honest or truthful. When the fruit of faithfulness is evident, there is a loyalty, a trustworthiness, a commitment, and fidelity to the Lord. Our Father in heaven said that we should not have any other gods before us in Exodus 20, verses 3 through 5. So our understanding should be that we serve no other gods. We turn away from idols to serve the true and the living God, according to 1 Thessalonians 1:9. Acts 14:15 says, "You should turn from these useless things to the living God who made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all things that are in them." Father in heaven, thank you for another opportunity to bear fruit. Help us to bear the fruit of faithfulness. Open up our understanding to what it really means to be faithful, committed, and trustworthy. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask, amen. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.